it's hard to break something when you've been doing it for 10 years, so maybe not get into it. Or play it, can't just say play it in moderation, because I don't, so I can't talk.
I see two sides of you. I see a side of you that's like, you've got your mindset straight in terms of you don't want to be a freeloader, in terms of like, you want to be able to carry your own load.
Yeah.
And yet, when you have a little bit of cash, everything goes away to the casino.
Yeah, pretty much. Or a pub.
Do you reckon that's why it's very hard to make a change for it? Because you can justify it and say, hey, it's not that bad.
Yeah, somewhat. Like, not everyone's a millionaire, so it's not bad being like a pro. It would be nice to have like a house, but plenty of people rent and stuff. Like, that's probably my biggest goal.
If someone put a gun in your head and said, choose a religion, what would you choose?
Probably just...
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Discover You podcast. I'm joined today with a good friend of mine, a guy that I consider the funniest man in Darwin. This man here, we went to middle school together. We went to high school together. We went to same high school.
Did you go CSE?
I did.
Yeah. Did you finish? Did you go all the way through?
I did.
Yeah. No, we would have then.
Oh, you finished too?
Yeah. Don't look like it, but I did.
No, in the Discovery podcast, we're here. This is pretty much like a research project where we're going to see if we can interview people of diverse background and see if we can find, what it is it takes to get fulfilled, what it is it takes to reach the state of fulfillment. And today we've got Peter with us. And so, Peter, first question I probably want to ask you is, are you fulfilled?
Not necessarily. I do like my job and stuff, but not going too many places with it. But it's pretty consistent. I've had it for about 10 years, so I'm pretty happy to be in the job I'm in. But besides that, that's all really I've got going for me. But it's good. It's 8 to 4:21, so it's a 7-hour job, but I enjoy it.
You like that? That 8 to 4:21.
Yeah, that's 4:21. Government. Yeah, that's the government. Yeah, 8 to 4:21. It's weird, but that's what we do.
What I used to work in that same hours when I was working in government, and in my experience, man, after a while, I was like, I couldn't stay there any longer.
That 4 o'clock gets pretty brutal when you have to work that extra 21 minutes. Coffee time.
the guys in the office where I used to work at, the moment he reaches 4 o'clock, don't call them, don't talk to them, don't ask anybody for help. Yeah. Everybody's already packed and they're literally watching the clock.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, but you get through it. But where did you work when you were in the government?
I was in the education.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Where are you now?
I work for digital development, so I'm like a shared service. So we process invoices for different government departments and stuff like that. So we're a bit of a shared service. So we do other things for departments that they kind of just handball to us to do, like process their invoices and stuff.
Right. So when you were in high school, was this something you envisioned of doing?
Not really. Like, everyone wants to be like a sportsman and stuff like that, but I can't complain. I've had the job for 10 years, so it's pretty handy. Like, I don't imagine myself doing anything differently now, but I'm glad I got it, because my other brothers have gone down their other different paths and stuff, where I've had that security of a job for a long time, so I'm pretty happy with it.
So you're sticking really mainly to it because of job security?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Only reason, I do work with like some good people and stuff, like the environment. It's very like kind of casual for a workplace. Like, if anything goes wrong, they kind of give you the time off, but besides that, it's good.
Like,
besides that, it's good.
Just bring it into tilted to the So, Pity, like, you're indigenous, right?
Yeah. It's Wiradjuri, that's a tribe in New South Wales.
Yeah.
So, I'm born from there. I came up here when I was about 12, but yeah, that's where my kind of home is. I still see that. That's where most of my family is.
Yeah.
I've got no family up here currently at the moment. I've got like good friends and family that kind of help that, but I'm a lonely brother up here. I got no...
Oh, you're the only one here?
Yeah, only one in my family.
Why are you still staying around here?
I guess the job. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do if I got into a new position. Like, because I'm so good at what I do, I don't kind of see myself going anywhere anytime soon.
Would you call your job a graveyard?
Somewhat. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere else. They're stuck with me now. Yeah.
So you reckon, like, if you got out of that, you would have no idea where to start?
Nah. I wouldn't even, yeah, it's hard for me. Like, if I stick to something that I know I'm good at, I'll stick to it.
Yeah.
But besides that, if I want to go somewhere different, I'm a good, like, learner and, like, I take interest in it. But
yeah,
it's kind of, like, I'm too comfortable where I am. So it's kind of a bit hard to go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. So really, what I'm hearing is really, you're really there just because of the financial stability.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. Because, yeah, obviously, if you don't have a job, you're going to be pretty stuffed up, and it's kind of hard. But I know what I'm doing there, and I kind of somewhat enjoy it. So
you reckon you'll stick around for another 10 years?
If I get another long service, I will, because I get it in February. So stick around for the benefits. And the pay's not overly bad, so yeah.
How well do you think you follow your Indigenous, like, culture and background? Are you, like, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Like, I'm into the, like, the beliefs, like, having a strong family. Like, I think that's everyone's kind of having strong family ties. And I'm into, like fishing, camping, hunting, stuff like that, which is kind of traditional. I know it's, like, most people do it these days, but it's something that I enjoy. And that kind of dates back as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of do. But I do like doing that stuff.
So with your job, right, I know you said a little bit about financial stability. If you were to quit now, you reckon how would you be doing financially?
I'll be doing terrible. I've been there for 10 years and I haven't saved a dollar. So,
no, you lie, Peter.
No, I haven't saved a dollar. I got a lemon of a car. I've got about a 12 grand debt I got to pay off because of my gambling habits. So I've got to pay that off. So I can't just quit a job because now the banks owe me if I do that. So that's another thing that I have to deal with.
The banks, what do you mean by the banks, are you?
Oh, just getting money to gamble with it, like loaning. So that's something that I don't suggest you do, but that's something that I got to pay off now because of my errors that I made when I was a bit younger.
Wow.
When I mean a bit younger, it was only a year ago. So.
Oh, no. Like, how does that all affect your fulfillment and your happiness in life if you're just gambling and gambling all your money away?
That's a sad thing. I find I just kind of rolled with the punches now. Like, as I said, people call it addiction, I call it dedication. But if you've been doing it for 10 years, it's still not the best thing. But just that's probably why I just keep the job, just to have security, because then I feel like I can't do the things that I don't want to say I enjoy.
Yeah.
But at least I got money to do it, you know. I could be in worse scenarios. I could not have a job and be like
I'm really trying to process, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. Like,
yeah.
The job is really funding the addiction.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, somewhat.
So if you didn't have the job, wouldn't you be better off?
Not necessarily, because I still got to pay it. It's not like I have a house or anything, so I still got to pay rent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And if I didn't, I don't want to be like relying on people. Like, I don't want to stay at someone's house and not pay rent and stuff. Like, I'm proud of myself on that. And like, if I owe anything or if I live with someone, I'll be paying that my way and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like being a freeloader.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. That's why I can't go on Centrelink or anything like that. I don't ever
imagine. Oh, you're not on Centrelink?
No.
Wow.
I will never do anything like that. Like, even if I was to lose my job, I would try to find one straight away. But, yeah.
What, are you don't believe in Centrelink?
It's for some people, it's hard because they obviously need it if they can't get a job and stuff like that. But if you got the skills and try hard, like, I probably wouldn't say that. I'll probably be like working in like fast food places and stuff like that. But yeah. I think if you can get a job, you try to do that instead of just going relying so much on Centrelink and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because the way I'm thinking in my head right now, you could easily just abuse the system and still get Centrelink anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm not. As I said, I'm not really a freeloader. I don't rely on like other people. Like, as I said, I have my job, I pay my way, so I'm kind of relying on myself. So,
I see two sides of you. I see a side of you that's like, you've got your mindset straight in terms of you don't want to be a freeloader, in terms of like you want to be able to carry your own load.
Yeah.
And yet, when you have a little bit of cash, everything goes away to the casino.
Yeah, pretty much, or a pub, either or.
How heavy are you as a drinker?
I eased up a bit. I don't do it like every day or every weekend and stuff like that. I used to be a bit of in that scene,
yeah,
like doing other stuff. That's not just alcohol, but just like I've kind of eased up on that and trying to just like chill out a bit. So like I try to save money,
yeah,
but then I just ended up losing it anyway. So it's like a kind of a bad cycle to be in.
Yeah.
But you know, I always think like things could be worse. Like I'm in a nice house. I love the people that I live with and stuff like that. So I can't just say that like, because they've like helped me out and stuff like that. So. So it could be worse, obviously.
This podcast is really all about fulfillment. And when I'm hearing your story, I'm thinking that there's tons of other people that are literally in the same situation.
Yeah.
That are gambling every bit of the coin away, every bit of the money away. And what advice would you give to them?
Maybe just don't start it when you're 18, because it's kind of hard to break that habit. Because I think of the first thing I did, I'm 28 now, and he just turned it on Tuesday. So,
happy birthday, mate.
Thank you. So it's hard to break something when you've been doing it for 10 years. So maybe not get into it or play it. Oh, can't just say play it in moderation, because I don't. So I can't tell. I'm not going to be hypocrite and tell people what to do when I don't necessarily do it myself.
Well, but you can advise people, yeah, right? From like,
don't gamble.
gamble responsibly.
Yeah. You win some, you lose more. Sports bet.
So you said your birthday was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, what was
the 4th of June, yeah.
Oh, the 4th of June, yeah, right. Yeah, I was on the 30th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So,
May. Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks, bro.
Nice.
I appreciate
Same
it.
Same age? Or
27, one year younger.
Yeah. Repeated.
No.
I'm always older than the boys for some reason. It's crazy. They're always like 27. Mason's 27, I'm 28. That doesn't make...
I'm just thinking here, you said you started, all this really started at the age of 18, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
What were you looking for? Like, what were you seeking when you got into this?
I don't know, it's just more of like a quick fix, because I know myself it's never going to be like life-changing money. So it's like a now situation than a long-term, because you might win $1,000, but you're going to end up losing $5 eventually. So I don't know. I get bored. I go to the pub a fair bit, so it's like I do have like a beer or two, and then I end up having a look in that room, and then I kind of go in. But like, it's not kind of my whole personality. Like I said, I enjoy hanging out with friends and stuff, and it's just the fact like I don't even have a card because I don't want to pull out money myself. So I've got to.
Oh, you don't have a bank?
No. I've got to ask people. Hey, can you send? I'll send you 200. Can you pull it out for me? Because I can't rely on myself to have a card. So maybe I need to ease up on doing that. And they're just trying to be good friends and like, yeah, that's.
Like in this journey of fulfillment and this journey of life, what I'm really trying to do right now is I'm just trying to find out, like, how did you get there? How did things become the way it is today? Like, how did you, what happened, Peter?
It's not like I'm on like crack or anything. It's not like I'm like homeless, so it's not too bad. I can't say I'm not trying to justify it, but it is just like something that's probably not the best for me, but. Like, as I always say, it's pretty positive about life and stuff.
Yeah.
So it could always be worse. And kind of when you get into the same routine, it's kind of hard to break out of that. Like, I'm trying my hardest, but...
Yeah. Like, I can tell because you don't have a card, right?
I do other things. Like, I ban myself on, like, betting accounts. If I need, like, a proper break, I'll yeah, 6 months. Got... get rid of them for 6 months. But, yeah. I kind of think as, like... I don't want to justify it, but it doesn't affect others. It kind of only affects myself.
Yeah.
At least if I'm not like other people have other issues, like drug-related, that they stuff up their life and stuff like that, where mine's not.
So do you reckon that's why it's very hard to make a change for it? Because you can justify it and say, hey, it's not that bad.
Yeah, somewhat. Like, not everyone's a millionaire, so it's not bad being like a broke. It would be nice to have like a house, but plenty of people rent and stuff. Like, that's probably my biggest goal, is probably to own a home.
Own a home?
Yeah, because then, like, I wouldn't have to pay rent to, like, people. Like, where I'm now, I love them, so it's, like, good. Yeah. But if I went to go to rental properties and stuff, it's paying someone else's, like, house, like their mortgage and stuff like that. At least I'm paying off mine. Yeah. So I'm trying to get a deposit to try to...
Oh, so you're actually trying to save up?
Trying to, yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, not great.
So it seems like anything that has to do with finance is like haunting you.
Not necessarily. Like, it's not like I stay up sleeping about it.
Have you saved up for anything?
No.
Ever? Come on, surely you've saved it for something.
Maybe for a holiday, like if I'm going to see my mum or something, I'll save up a couple grand. But then there's like benefits in the government where you can get your leave loading, where you get an extra like 1,000 just for going on holiday. So
I kind of
use that. Yeah, yeah, there's like bonuses and stuff that I kind of use that kind of helps.
Yeah.
But when me and my mum kind of do the same thing, so even when I go down there to hang out with her, I can't just gamble anyway. So it's kind of like a little fun recreational thing.
Does mum gamble as well?
Yeah.
Is everybody gamble?
Dad doesn't like it too much. He kind of gets up me for it, but...
Yeah. How big is your family, actually? I don't even know this.
I've got two older brothers, so I'm the youngest, and just... I got a big family, like cousins and stuff in New South Wales, but they're all down there. I'm the only one up here, so...
Yeah.
But I still keep in contact with them and stuff, like, there's no issues there with them.
Do you remember the first day you gambled?
I remember I put, like, $20 into a machine and $170, and I was like, I don't know why I was so hyped about it, but that's the first thing that I remember coming to my mind. That would have been like straight out of school basically as well.
Yeah,
like turning 18, going to the pub and then just having a press,
and then that you just got hooked on that cycle.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah,
what do you mean somewhat?
No, definitely. But as I said, I'm not too like serious in life. Like I can have it, take a joke and
That's what we like about you, Peter. Yeah. Do you believe in anything, Peter? Like in terms of religion, are you religious at all?
Not necessarily. Like I believe in like karma. Like if you're good, and I think I reckon everyone should have their beliefs, and if it makes you a better person, like why not believe in that?
Yeah.
Like that's what I see, and like probably just kind of karma in a way where if you're good to people will be good back. So just more like that, but not like a specific religion, no.
When you hear people say God, do you believe that there's a God out there?
Yeah, somewhat. But then the thing then, if you say there's a God, there has to be a devil as well, which I'm not like a real huge fan about. So if you believe in the devil, you have to kind of believe in both.
Why?
Well, because vice versa, doesn't it? Like if there's a God, there has to be a devil, doesn't there?
Why does there have to be a devil though? Like can't they just be good?
Yeah, but there's not always good in the world, you know, like there's always...
So are you saying there's always got to be that contrast? If there's good, there has to be a bad.
Yeah, kind of somewhat.
And isn't it necessary for humanity to have both? Like imagine if we lived in a world where there was only good.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Would it?
Yeah, I guess so. Like,
nothing. Think about it, man. Like, would you ever go to a movie if the whole entire script was just positive?
That's a good point, actually. Not necessarily. There has to always be something bad that happens, I guess, in every movie.
Well, that's what you pay to watch it, right?
Yeah.
Every movie where it's mellow and nothing happens and everybody's like in La La Land, it's pretty boring. Nobody pays to watch it.
That's like kids' TV shows where it's like just always joy. Maybe that's just being older. Like you're saying, why are these people always happy? Like I've turned into Squidward. Like I used to be SpongeBob, but now I'm Squidward.
But even in the kids' TV show, there's always a problem.
That I kind of have to resolve.
Yeah, they have to resolve. Like, what do you think the world is like now?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, actually. Like, I've just always, like, kind of just coasted along. Like, I don't obviously think about stuff as a big general whole.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, take it as a day as it comes.
You don't try and get too specific with life? And you don't try to understand why?
Not necessarily, no. I probably need to be that type of person, but I'm kind of more carefree. Like, I just go with the throw, like, just roll with the punches type of stuff. Like, you just take life as it is.
And for you, it's what?
Just going day by day, I guess. Like, as I said, I do have a goal. Yeah. But besides that, it's just day by day.
And like, if I remember, your goal that you mentioned before was to own a home, yeah?
Yeah.
And then
one day.
If you to hunt, okay, let's say today someone came and gifted you $1 million, you bought a house, then what?
I would have honestly probably be just carefree, like at least I have somewhere to stay for the rest of my life. And that's about it. Like I have no real plans to travel, do any of that stuff. Like I'm pretty boring, to be honest with you. But if I had that as a goal, I'd be pretty happy with that.
I know many people that I speak to would probably look at you and say, hey, there's no purpose in your life.
Yeah, you wouldn't be wrong.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you feel like that as well?
I don't know. I'm like 20. Like, I don't know. Like, that was like the only thing that I've got going for me is the job, basically. And besides that,
you don't think there's nothing else going on for you?
I've got good friends in that, which helps. Like, obviously, like,
yeah,
hanging out with friends and stuff like that. But in terms of anything else, not necessarily.
Is there a vision of being part of something greater than yourself?
I think, like, being pretty much alone for, like, 10 years, you kind of just get used to kind of being on your own, so you don't imagine, like, any other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for me to say I envision other things when I've been, like, what is it, an introvert? Is that what you call it when you're kind of when you're lonesome? Kind of somewhat like that. Like,
oh, yeah. But your personality is no way I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
You're, like,
outspoken. Well, yeah.
You love people.
Yeah. But I won't be here for, like, 5 hours, 6 hours. Like, you know, like, I kind of like my own space and then just going back and, like, play a bit of games and stuff like that. So I just go back and just mind my own business. So most of the time, I'm good, like, hanging out with, like, people having a chat. But besides that, I just, like, I'm just going straight home. It's kind of a bit boring. Finishing work, going straight home, just repeating that.
Would you say,
like, if you ask me my plans for the long weekend, I'm just going to say I'm just going to stay home all weekend, pretty much. Because if I leave the house, I'll probably do some dumb shit, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's just two things that come to my head. The first one is, you said, doing same old stuff. And what I hear from that is, suppose, right, here's a theory I'm going to try and explain here.
Yeah.
So suppose your life was 100 years, right? And then how much of that 100 years you reckon is repeated? You're doing the same old routine.
Well, it's been about 10 years right now, going to work and stuff. Like, actually, I do like having breaks and going on holidays. Everyone likes doing that.
But what you, suppose you go on holiday. When you go on holiday, do you do anything different than you?
My mum tries to get me out and do stuff, but I'm kind of just like staying at home as well. Like, I do like going to, like, seeing sightseeings and stuff like that. But, like, I just like staying at home most of the time, pretty much.
And then when you go, you probably do end up gambling as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still doing the same. So it doesn't matter what the location is, just end up doing the same behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, it's actually more exciting because you're in new places doing it. So it's like a little.
What, like, a part of me thinks it's a bit depressing.
Oh, yeah, somewhat. Yeah, somewhat is.
Because would you say that the last 10 years of your life is just been the same?
Not necessarily. Like, it would be sad if I didn't have the good friends I did, but I kind of more enjoy it because of the people I have in my life, kind of thing.
I know earlier on when we were speaking, you said you used the words, you have nothing to show for.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I've got a lemon of the car, but that's all I got. If I was to move out of my, like, the place I'm in, like, all I got is, like, a PlayStation, a TV, and a car, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if people should have more than that, but I definitely don't.
Well, maybe there's happiness in having
more. But
you,
like,
say more.
Well, like, more as in, like, having, like, a house. Like, some of my friends have house mortgages and stuff. They're paying off at least.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that, which that would be probably a fulfilling goal.
Yeah.
But you have to save a bit before you, you know, you can get a house deposit.
Do you think if you were able to achieve that goal, you would be much more fulfilled in life?
I think so, yeah. At least I set a goal and did something for myself instead of just pissing away money, basically.
In the way you're speaking about it, you're saying at least, meaning that at least, usually you use at least means that nothing else going on.
Well, there you go.
Completely.
Yeah.
Have you ever been depressed, Peter? Because I used to be depressed when I was about, what, 19,
18? Yeah. Not necessarily to the point where I want to do some, like, silly thoughts to myself and stuff like that. Like, as I said earlier, I just roll through the punches and just get on with it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's kind of how, maybe I was just brought up to kind of deal with stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never been really in too much of a depressed state.
And you, like, when you...
I'm aware of.
Well, when you get into these low states, how do you come out of it? Do you have a strategy? Don't tell me gambling is your strategy.
No. Because then I'll lose a bit angrier. Not really. I just, like, I got a bit of a temper, which goes away after a while. But besides that, just kind of keep on keeping on.
Really?
You haven't heard that? Just keep on, keep going. I know it sounds very depressing, but you just, that's what you have to do.
Well, actually, what I'm hearing is resilience.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon the more I interview people, I'll meet so many different types of people that I'll be like, what the heck's going on in this world? Because you're not quite happy with where you are, correct?
Yeah.
And you want to be able to do stuff and achieve stuff in life.
Yeah.
Right? You're not quite depressed about where you are.
No, not so. If I was alone, I would be, I guess. Because I have no family up here, but I have good friends.
So you're not at the lowest point you could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're also not where you want to be.
Yeah.
So you're just cruising around in this mellow. So, like.
Cruise control.
And you don't want to do too much to get yourself out of where you are because it's comfortable, I'm guessing.
Somewhat, yeah.
Obviously, because I'm getting that from what you said with the job.
Yeah.
And you also don't do little enough to become a liability for other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't put, like, I don't want to play like addictions better than other addictions are better than other addictions, you know, because they're all the same thing. But at least I'm not like affecting other people. I'm not in jail or like stuff like that. Like there could be like drug addicts maybe.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, everyone has their demons, I guess.
Yeah.
Like people like alcohol, people like smoking. I just overindulge in what I do.
You're not hot and you're not cold. Yeah. That's where I see you. You're like, you're trying to just ride that mellow wave.
Yeah.
And how long do you reckon you're going to stay in this state?
Well, that's a sad thing because I can't be living with my mate's mum till I'm like, even as like a demountable out in the block till I'm like, you know, 40 or something. So I need to make a change to myself. And I'm trying to, but, you know, just always fall back into like, you can go days without like being good.
Yeah.
And then it takes one bad day where you like just get the pub or something and stuff up. Like good days work are like heaps of good days just to ruin it in one. So
do you have a plan?
I'm trying to not do it. I've already like did 100 yesterday, but
100 days?
No, I mean like I put in $100 yesterday, lost $100, but
like do you have a plan though?
The plan is
because surely you gotta have a plan if you know yourself well, surely you gotta have a plan of how you're gonna come out of this.
Yeah. I need to make some adjustments in my life and do some things to help me a little bit, but
like what? What's an adjustment you reckon will help you a lot?
Maybe just stop gambling and just like save up money and set a goal as in the house goal I was talking about.
Yeah. I do quite a bit of life coaching and like counseling and so forth. And I had a client that came in and he had a alcohol addiction and drug problem. And he's been doing therapy and for about 3 or so years to come out of that.
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad. He spent a ridiculous amount of money. And this guy came to me and he's like, Joe, I don't know what to do. I've tried everything there is to do. And there's an analogy I gave him. And the analogy was that imagine you're a tree, right? Imagine your addiction is a tree.
Yeah.
And if I say, hey, Peter, if you want to get rid of this tree, what part of the tree do you have to chop off?
Like, as in, like, you wouldn't want to get any of it away because you're like...
Well, if you want that tree to completely die, like, you want that tree to completely be removed. What part of a tree would you remove?
The roots.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, we somehow have to get to the roots, right? Yeah. If that tree represents the addiction, we've got to get to the roots. And what we do in human life, like a lot of the times when we go to therapy or we go to a rehab or we go see whatever we need to see or we talk to friends or we try to find a solution, we're just targeting the branches.
Yeah.
Right? And the truth of the matter is we all know that if you chop off a branch today, in 6 weeks' time,
it's
going to just grow back up.
Yeah.
And so it becomes like a tedious job to try and chop up the branch, chop up this branch, chop up the branch. It just keeps growing back.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And you just get worn out. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what else do I need to do? And that's how that happens when we try to do behavior modification.
Yeah.
I personally feel like it's impossible to change if you're just changing behaviors. And I think for that person that came in that had that addiction, I explained to him that, he's like, Joe, what do I need to change? I said, don't change anything. And he thought I was crazy. I was like, I'm trying to get come here so you can help me, and you're telling me not to change anything. I was like, no, don't change none of your behaviors.
Yeah.
Because the behaviors are the branches, right? Your behaviors, if you try to change them, you'll just feel this sense of resistance. And then your mind is thinking, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And the more you think don't do it,
yeah,
you end up doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think about it more.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what I ended up doing, that guy, I sat with him for another session for 30 minutes and we sat down and we wanted to figure out the roots.
Yeah.
What's the roots of what he does, why he does it? And the more I spoke to him about his belonging, I spoke to him about his family, spoke to him about where he's from, what matters to him in life, we came to understand that there was a very brokenness in him when it came to the relationship between him and his dad.
Yeah.
And all the addiction he was going through came from that. And so when I helped him sort out the relationship between him and his dad,
yeah,
he got out of the addiction. No effort, no behavior change. He just, I looked at him, I was like, bro, you still is like, nah, I see the point of it. He just, like, the addiction lost its power.
Because the
power of the addiction was the regret and the shame that he had between, because of that relationship between him and his dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so interesting. Could it be that if we look really deep into ourselves, we can somehow figure out the roots of our struggle? Like, the struggle is not the problem.
Yeah.
It's the roots that's holding the struggle. Like, the struggle is an escape. Like, I heard you even say early on, you're like, it's like an escape or something.
It kind of, like, I don't know, maybe adds a bit of excitement to, like, I don't want to say, like, to make it me happy or whatever, but, like I said, it's pretty boring just going home back and forth and doing that. So maybe it's like a bit of a hobby, but like just something to do while I'm bored. Like, I sat at home all day Friday doing good, so I didn't spend money. And then straight as it got, like, I got so bored, I just like went to the pub, put 500 in, lost that. So I was like, did all good all day, all week, just for one time, just to go off on a Saturday.
But
which is
maybe there's an emotion you're after.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you can only get that through gambling.
Yeah, maybe that's that excitement.
What's that excitement all about?
I don't know. You ever win big before?
I've put money in the casino. Put some money. I won $50.
You wait till your first time.
I won $50.
I'll be interviewing you.
But it wasn't my money. I've never gambled my own money.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell no.
Yeah. Well, you're doing good.
Yeah. All right. So early on, I got you, Peter, to go through a list of like the seven heroes of human life.
Yeah.
And I got you to just rate how you reckon you're going in terms of fulfillment in those areas.
Yeah.
And so we had physical health, mental health, mental and emotional health, vocational, which is like career, social life, financial, familiar, so family and spiritual. And you had a four physical health.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, I'm not, like, overly huge, but I probably say that I am overweight and stuff like that. And I did do a little bit of bike riding and stuff, but I need to get back into that. So on that physical side, as I said, I just don't do much, go home, play games and stuff. It's probably not the healthiest lifestyle. Probably need to get into some, like, walking and bike riding and stuff. And, like, team sport like you guys do.
Yeah.
But, just haven't really got back into it.
Would you say you're ashamed of your body?
Somewhat, yeah.
You are?
Yeah, like some, yeah, right. Some parts of it, I guess.
And like if we went to the wave pool today, would you be confident in taking shirt off?
Yeah, I'd probably get the rig out. Like, that doesn't really bother me too much. Like, it probably used to when I was younger, but now I don't really, like, overly care about, like, who people see me in public and stuff like that.
How do you deal with, like, how people see you? People's perception?
I feel like there's a lot more in the world to look at than me, like, you know? Like, I'm just trying to swear, like, go look at someone else, don't look at me. Maybe if I had, like, a rocking body, maybe. But, if I'm, I'll go, like, yeah, and get the swim out. Got some embarrassing tattoos, which probably doesn't help.
What?
I don't know if you want to see them or not.
What do you have? Oh, King Kong. What did you get that in Bali?
I was probably like 19 or 20, maybe. But besides that, no, I'll get the rig out. These days, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, right. When you're younger, you care a bit more. But yeah.
So right now, you're like, you don't even care what people think.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to do it for myself, go bike riding or walk. I don't want to do it for others. Like, it's only like an hour you take out of your day. Like, as I said, I get home at 5. Don't, like, just play games till, like, 10 the arvo. So I'm just home, work, games. So I do have, I can't say I don't have any time for it. Because I definitely do.
You reckon your life has any meaning?
Nah, just coasting along, really. Like, if I had run and...
You gave me a funny laugh at the start. Why did you laugh?
I don't know. Like, I'm not a deep thinker like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think about stuff like that. That's why I, like, just go with the flow. Like, yeah. Take life as it comes, day by day.
Like, and I'm not saying that that's the right way of living life. Like, everything has to have meaning.
Yeah.
Really, I'm trying to understand whether the way you live life is more effective than that, the way other people say life should be.
No, it's definitely not. Nah.
Why not?
Oh, because, like, people go off and enjoy themselves. Like, I don't see the hype in it. Like, if I want to explore Australia before I go somewhere overseas and stuff like that. But, It's a pretty boring life, but I've just kind of accepted it, you know. Like, what can you do? So you can make changes, but...
Would if I said, okay, describe your life in one word, what would you use?
Probably dull. Just go work and back and that's about it.
It's dull.
Yeah.
It's not miserable?
No, as I said, if it was miserable, if I didn't have any friends, that's why I keep talking about them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what somewhat... And family, of course.
Yeah, so your quality of life, if you rate it from 1 to 10, where would that be?
Probably like a 5.
Yeah.
Like 10 is, I can't complain. Yeah. 1 is being in jail. And 5 is kind of in the middle.
That's what I'm getting from you, right? You're just cruising in that, like, bare minimum.
Yeah.
You're not doing too bad. You're also not doing too good.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. I actually haven't met many people that I've managed to... Maybe there is tons of people that have their life just in that cruise mode.
Yeah.
And, like, it's funny because to me, you seem like an ambitious man. Like, you've got ambition, but you don't act on it.
Pretty much,
you've got vision, you've got goals, but you don't act on none of it.
Yeah, like saying I want to get back into a team sport, but, like... I say a lot of things, like, my head's in it, but my heart's not. Like, on my head, like, I want to do this. But then getting actually there and then doing it is the difference.
And your heart's not there, why?
That's probably just getting too comfortable again, like, going home. I'm used to doing that, where if I had to go to a team spot, I have to go training, do all that type of stuff, which I kind of do miss. That's my head saying that again. But then if my heart was in it, I would actually do it, you know?
Do you reckon... I'm just throwing some ideas there because I'm just trying to understand. Is there a fear anyway? Do you have the fear of unknown? Is there a fear of
failure? Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, like, that's what I mean, getting a new job. Fear of, like, I don't mind learning new stuff, but fear of, like, doing something that, like, I'm so used to be doing that it could be different.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, somewhat.
What about fear of failure? Is that one thing? Is that a thing?
Well, you got to try stuff to fail, and I don't kind of try to do much stuff. So I guess somewhat that's kind of true. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have the guts to try something, and if you fail, you do. But you kind of have to get up yourself to do it. And if you don't do it, you didn't, like, kind of try. So
yeah,
I can't say that I don't try in a lot of things, but...
You do or you don't?
I don't necessarily think I do. Like, I don't put 100% into, like, stuff most of the time.
Have you ever put 100% in anything?
Rugby, probably, when I used to, like, play it.
You wanted to make it
sport, every sport. Everyone's sport. Like, you soccer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
Did you want to become a rugby player?
Yeah, I think that's always as a kid. Like, I made some rep teams when I was younger. Some pretty, like, decent ones.
Yeah.
But besides that, it kind of just went... Like, I was, like, captain of my A-grade team when I was 16.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So that's probably the main thing I'll probably... And then... Like, I'll remember I would have to play under 18s,
yeah.
B grade and A grade. So I'll play, like, 3 games of rugby in one day.
Wow.
And I'll just be, like, stuffed afterwards. But I just did it for the enjoyment of it.
So rugby is the only thing you've ever put 110% in?
Yeah.
Everything else in life?
Just coast by, yeah. And since I don't play that anymore, like, maybe that's probably something that's not a good thing, because then what else?
Maybe you need to go back to rugby.
Because then you can hang out with the boys again and stuff. It's pretty fun. Like, you was like soccer. Yeah. Imagine you
got. Well, I was playing sometimes 3 times a day, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's so funny because I'm just trying to piece it together. So, apart from rugby, nothing else has ever gotten your full attention, full commitment, full. Because what, you've looked at everything in life and you're like, nah, it doesn't really deserve your 100%.
Again, it's like something that I don't like overly think about. Like, as I say, just coast along and stuff like that. Like, there's probably some things that, like, as again, get back into rugby, but besides that, that's about it.
Yeah, right. You rated your mental and emotional health a 5, is it? Yeah, 5.
Down the line again. Straight down the middle.
I see what you did there.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah, I do like.
Like, how are you gonna do? How would you define your emotional and mental health?
I do have like a bit of a temper and stuff, and I have been working on that. Like, there's been situations where I probably throw fists before I talk things out, but these days I've gotten a little bit better.
Oh, you used to be a big fighter.
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah. Probably. Emotional. I have like a lot. Don't have much patience. Like, if someone. Like, at work, I'm pretty good where I train people, but other stuff of life, I get, like, not too good with patience, waiting on people and stuff like that. But that's why it's a 5, because I can be a bit, like, somewhat of a have a little bit of a temper tantrum and stuff like that.
Who would you say is the most patient person to yourself?
Like, who are...
Who's ever been, like, who's really patient to you? Like, somebody you can remember and say, hey, this person is so patient with me.
Probably Mason, probably my mate, because he's probably had, but he kind of gets me where he knows he just needs a little bit of time and then I'm just back to normal. Like, as I said, I look good, have a good laugh, I'm very up and down. But there's some times when I like, just can't get out of mood and all I need is a little bit of time and then I'm right. So, like, and I'm pretty antisocial, so if I'm angry, don't talk to me and stuff like that. Just give me some time and I'll be right.
Yeah.
And that probably leads to being back on my own again, but yeah.
If someone did come try and talk to you, were you going to punch them?
Not if they're a friend, but if there's a stranger talking, smack, probably.
Yeah.
Like, right, I've given you a warning to leave me alone and you keep impressing me.
Like, I know you mentioned Mason. I don't want to talk too much about Mason, but he's had a big impact on your life.
Yeah, he's a great man of mine, yeah. Same as, like, Nick and stuff. Like, another thing I do is enjoy going out fishing and stuff, as I said at the start, camping, fishing. So that's some things that I do on the weekends as well. I don't, like as I said, I know I've been talking about a lot of stuff that I don't do, but that's one of the things I do like enjoying.
How do you deal with, like, stress? Because stress is so big these days, so huge.
Yeah, I think I'm on that thing of stress is a mindset, like you kind of do it to yourself. If you're not stressed about something, you're not going to be overly worked up about it. And like the only times I ever get stressed is at work if I'm like behind and stuff, but then I know like I manage it enough where I get my stuff done, and that's the only time I ever really get stressed if when I'm behind.
So you reckon stress is a mindset?
I reckon, yeah.
Like if people do it to themselves.
If you overthink stuff, and somewhat I think it kind of is, like if you read into it too much, if you're putting too much pressure on yourself, it's your own mindset. But if you don't have much pressure, like if you say if you're behind at work and stuff, that's the only time I think, but I do a good enough job where I catch up.
Do you believe that stress leads to depression?
Somewhat, yeah. If you're doing it every day to yourself.
So then depression is a mindset?
Somewhat too, yeah. Because like, as I said, if I didn't I don't know, it's kind of a hard thing to talk about because people have like depression and stuff, but it's somewhat of like, if you keep on trucking along, you're going to be all right eventually, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you end up doing something silly, I imagine a lot of people would rather you hear than not hear, so.
Yeah.
Like if you...
Like, people's gonna have, they're gonna have opinion when they watch this podcast. They're gonna be like, how can you say
that? Yeah. That's why I'm going down the middle again. I'm offensive.
you rated your vocation, like your career, as an 8.
Yeah.
You reckon your career is an 8? Because 8's pretty close to 10. That means like you're like pretty happy where you are.
Yeah, I am pretty happy where I am. Like, as I said, like, I get paid decently enough where I'm kind of comfortable. Like, if I wasn't doing the things I'll do, I'd have a lot of spare money. And, like, I'm somewhat complacent, like, pretty happy where I am, a bit comfortable. So that's why I put it as an 8, because probably the thing I'm probably most proud of is because like I've got that security, like my older brothers don't tell me, like kind of had hard times where I have had that thing where I can always get paid, always have a house under my head and stuff like that.
Yeah. And have you ever supported a family member or a friend?
Yeah. I always help people out if they need money and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat bad for asking people for money because of my habits, but there's never been a time where I haven't paid someone back. Like, all my bills are paid. That's probably why I get into a bad cycle.
Yeah.
But I always pay them back, so people don't have any trust issues with me where, like, obviously you're going to get it back.
Yeah. You're a funny one.
But I always give, like, I always help if I've got it, for sure.
You're a funny one. Gamble, yet you kind of still got your finance in hand. Borrow, but you always return. You push the boundary, but you don't push the boundary too far enough that you're sinking.
Yeah.
Wow. Peter, you're such an interesting character. I knew...
You're pretty much nailing on the head, of the stuff you're saying.
Yeah. I'm still, like, trying to pray. Hopefully we have a part two, because then I'll have way better questions, because now I know who I'm dealing with. I know...
Part two, I have a house and you help me. Shout out, Joel.
You got social life and relationships you got to know.
What
you put your rating on for social life and relationship, you put 9.
9?
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with the friends I've got and stuff. Like, I'm very thankful.
Where's the missus, Peter? Where's the missus?
Hey, shut up, but I can't say much. Get in trouble.
Wait, there's someone on the line there?
Yeah. She keeps me going through this little special someone.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. So that's good on that side. Puts up with me. I don't know how she does it, but... and then the friend side, as I said, if I didn't have that, life would somewhat kind of suck. So it's good that I have them.
You said she puts up with you. Like, you reckon you're hard to deal with?
Yeah. Why? Like most of the time I'm good, but there's one off where I get a little bit temper and then just probably blow things out of proportion a little bit.
Yeah.
But, if you give me some time, I'll settle down and then we'll all be good again.
So it sounds like time is your solution for most of your thing. Do you hold on to things?
I've gotten better at it. There's been a little bit of time where, like, if it's a different scenario, I need more time.
Yeah.
Like, if someone, but then I pretty much always forget people eventually. Or if it's really bad that I kind of keep, like, in any situation, you know, if someone stuffs up real bad, you're like, oh, that's pretty dog. But I can forgive most of the time.
Do you believe in, like, marriage?
Marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, if two people love each other,
You believe in that?
Yeah, I love love.
Yo, you're a love boy.
I love it. Married, I have kids. Oh, that's beautiful.
You planning on getting married one day?
I wouldn't mind it if the circumstances were good.
Oh,
but I'm trying to.
I thought you said something else, man.
No,
I thought you said the sex is good, man.
Sorry. But, like, if I can't have a kid, if I can't look after myself, so what's the point? Like, I don't know how kids that have, like, drug addicts have kids and stuff and they can't look after them. So I've got to better myself before I, like, better someone else's.
Yeah, but what if it takes you forever?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you what? Not going to have kids?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm in a demandable.
Yeah.
I can't raise a kid in a demandable. I want to, like, get a house or something. Like, I want a bit of security before I do other stuff.
Yeah.
Which kind of puts me
Here's my fear for you. My fear for you is that if you keep pushing stuff, then you never do anything.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you do have the kid, then you're going to level up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Be better for a better course. Yeah.
Yeah, because it gives you a reason to level up, right?
Yeah.
Because just listening to your story, it feels like you just need more things in life that will give you meaning.
Yeah.
And then you... Because I think you're smart enough and you're a good getter. Because the way you talk about your work, like when things are overloading, you just get it done. It sounds like literally that you just need more things that hold meaning in your life.
Yeah.
To fight for.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe if you did get kids, somehow, like, you're going to get a house like that.
Yeah. That sounds about it. Like, I do more for others than I can't do myself type of thing. Like.
So how do you self-love?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Not the biggest fan of myself, but as I said, you sort of keep on. Like I just said, things could be worse, but like I said, I swear I have good friends and stuff, which kind of get me through.
You don't think you love yourself at all?
Not necessarily. No. How be good to, obviously.
How do you talk? I love myself.
Are you a morning person? Like, can you just go get up, ready to go? Or you snooze, or are you what type of person?
Depends on the day, but it really depends on whether whatever I'm going to do is going to bring me fulfillment.
Yeah.
If it's something that I know has meaning, it's holding value. Like this morning, I had to set up some stuff and prepare the scripts and all that stuff on the dot. My body just knows what to do. And there's days where I'm like, oh, I don't want to go see this person. Oh,
that's me every day.
But that's because whatever I know I'm about to do holds no meaning. So I'm guessing we're the same in that sense. I'm guessing everybody's the same. Like if it was meaning, if you had to go pick up your kids from the airport, you would.
Yeah, for sure. Like, 100%.
But like, if you had to go do it, like...
Gone fishing, I'll get up early for that.
Yeah, you get up early for fishing?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you just need more things in life that holds meaning.
Yeah, to look forward to.
And I guess life would just get better if you have more things in life that holds meaning. I guess maybe that's why a lot of people, like, believe in God. Because they see that as the all-encompassing that holds a meaning, and then that belief, that religious belief, sets their life straight.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like I'm just coming up with this from talking to you.
Well, that's why I believe in it. If you do good and you have good goals, you're obviously going to be a good person. So,
and that somewhat shapes your life, right?
Yeah. Well, I kind of don't have that as well.
You don't
have remember we talked about, like, when I said I don't really have a thing. If you're a good person, maybe that's what I kind of believe in. Karma, but like as a higher source, like
But well, the karma does shape your life.
Somewhat. Because you want to obviously be treated the way you treat others.
Because
if you're a piece of shit,
100%. And so, you're still living on the bound of spiritual teaching, which is what love your neighbor as yourself. Right, which is what karma is all about. In what it's in some sense, like. You're really still living on that. And so there's a couple of principles you've mentioned today that I'm like, okay, Peter's doing all right. Would you ever choose if you had to choose a religion, if someone put a gun in your head and said choose a religion, what would you choose?
Probably just Christianity, I guess, because I think that's the kind of go-to answer, isn't it, for being good and stuff? Because I don't know, I couldn't tell you one thing about a different religion to another. Like, isn't there like... Or someone that, like, Muslim, is it Muslim?
Yeah,
that's one. But I think they just have all the same kind of teachings, don't they? Or just different languages and stuff, isn't it? What's the difference?
Somewhat. The belief system is a bit split.
Yeah.
In terms of what exactly they believe, but in all saying that they all have like a deity.
That
you look up to.
Yeah.
Or either the deity is within you, or it's out of you, and. And some people believe it's in the sky and whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think God is in the sky?
I think it's like kind of universal thing, not just a cloud, like just kind of in somewhat in everything, like kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, as I said, I've never really had the biggest thought about it, but at the start, there's good and bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be something. Like, there has to be a higher purpose. Like,
yeah.
It kind of suck if you just die and it's all black, wouldn't it? Like, you've been good your whole life and it's just like a movie just gone black.
Well, maybe that's the end. Maybe that's how it is.
Yeah.
Like,
we're getting deep now.
Well, we have to get deep because your perspective on life is so interesting.
Yeah.
Because you're always riding this middle line. You're not fully committing to anything in life.
Yeah.
And you don't really believe anything that holds any form of ground.
Yes.
Like, you're just trying to be mellow on every single thing.
Yeah. Easy go lucky.
Yeah. And yet you don't feel fulfilled, which is what I'm so confused, because you're not committing to anything.
Yeah.
And yet you don't feel fulfilled. Don't you think you do need to commit to something if you're going to look for that fulfillment, that happiness, that ultimate happiness?
Yeah, but, like, is anyone, like, truly happy, like, these days? Like, is anyone, I don't know if I'm just being so sad case for so long, but
yeah.
Is anyone just, like, ever, like, on top of the world all the time? Maybe if you're a millionaire, that would be nice.
You're right. You think, well,
hell yeah.
Think about your gambling habits. If you're a millionaire, where's the millions gonna go?
Yeah, but that's gonna help me get more. Ups and downs, baby.
It would just, I don't think it would change how you feel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's say we double your salary right now. Would that change your lifestyle?
I don't think so, now. Because I've been in scenarios where I've had a bit, fair bit of money, but like, kind of lost it all. Like, I've had, this is when I was a bit younger, had about like 20K in the bank. But just gambling, lost it all. And if
all that savings, you could have got a house.
I know, but that's what I've kind of thrown out. If I had the same, I would have just got a house deposit straight away. If I would have went back and told my younger self, I would have said get a house or whatever, a house deposit, don't spend it. But like now that I'm older, like I was only like 21 when I had that, so
yeah,
I'm obviously gonna learn.
Well, what other advice would you give to your younger self?
Don't do it in the first place.
Yeah, it's all around gambling.
Keep to rugby so you have some. When an injury stopped me, so that's why I stopped playing.
Yeah.
But I've kind of grown away from that. I don't think it would like hurt anymore, but maybe keep to that.
Yeah.
I was a bit like drinking, partying every weekend. Yeah. Maybe ease up on that a little bit and yeah. Buy some stuff like Bitcoin or whatever. Obviously. Yeah, invest. But yeah, that's the ones I'll kind of tell myself.
And then you had, we're getting close to just finishing the podcast.
No worries.
I think we're a little bit over an hour.
Sorry.
I just want to finish this last question.
Yeah, you're right.
You had, obviously financially you had a 3. I'm guessing it's because the...
Yeah, that's a quick one, yeah.
Yeah.
Working 10 years probably should be lower, but since I've got a good job, I've raised it up a bit. So I put that.
Oh, so it's 3 because of good job.
Yeah. If I didn't have a good job, really, 1. No family, it's nothing. I'm in debt.
And then family is 5.5.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the friends I have up here I consider family. Like family, not just because they're up there, I love them, obviously, but they're not like close to me. I always have to like travel down there or they come up here. So I don't get to see them too often, but I love them all in my heart. And I've got my friends that kind of make up for it here. Where they're kind of like my family.
Are you close to mum and dad?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Like, it sucks that I can't be with them. Like, if I could keep the same job but be down there, I probably would do that. Just to have, like, spend more time with them, I guess. I go down there every year for their birthday, twice a year.
It's government, then? Can't you just...
It's in Northern Territory government, so if it was, like, maybe Centrelink or something, because that's, like, Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Government is only...
Yeah, Territory, yeah. It's only in the Territory.
Yeah.
So you really want to move, but you can't move because you're so stuck on this job.
Somewhat, but I get my long service in, that's 3 months off work, so I'm going to go spend time with a month each for them. So,
I will
do that. So as soon as I get that, I'm heading off, obviously.
Yeah. But I'm
hanging on to get that as well. So that's going to be good.
And under spiritual beliefs, you had 1.
Yeah. That's because I don't really have a religion or something. That's why I put, like, kind of karma. That's the only one
that I... Do you think, in this life, you think a religion is needed?
I think it gives people purpose, like you said before. Like, without, like, what if you don't have it? Like, I'd say I don't have it, but I'm obviously a different sort of person.
Well, you believe in karma. That gives you somewhat purpose?
Yeah. I think so. Like just being good to people, get it back kind of thing.
But even karma is I think it's after Hinduism.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a bad road to do. I know peaceful people. Yeah. Monks and that, eh?
Would you be a monk?
No. I can't shave my head that bald. Ugly enough as it is.
So what advice would you give to another Indigenous fella?
Just stay in school. Like everyone like maybe likes to drink, but do it in moderation. I think the more important thing is just the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Because you can it comes down to the individual. Like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But if you got people around you that are bad influences on you, you're going to be a bad influence yourself. So maybe just surround yourself with good people that want to do like good things together and stuff like that. So that's probably the main one.
Yeah.
Because I have some good friends that led me in a good direction. So if I had bad friends, I would have probably went down a different path. So.
What part of these areas of your life do you reckon is the most important area for you?
To just fixing up.
Like
the errors.
Well, which one is you reckon brings more meaning to you? Is it is it social?
Yeah.
Or is it your spiritual, or is it your family? If you were to pick one that you reckon you holds more meaning to.
Oh, family, just doing them proud and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's gonna do your family proud?
Just.
Or are they already being good proud? Proud?
They're pretty proud. Dad's pretty proud because he's glad I've had the same job for security. He has it himself. He said he's never had like the security in my brothers and stuff. They're like, love them more than anything, but they haven't had the same opportunities I've had. So,
yeah. You actually sound like you're doing pretty well for yourself, you know? I'm not lying. If you minus the gambling.
Yeah. I've been on top of the world.
So if we minus the gambling and all the financial habits.
Yeah.
And then we gave you.
Bit of meaning.
Bit of meaning and purpose.
I'm not doing too bad. Like, people think it's the worst thing. I'm not doing bad at all. Like,
so, meaning, purpose, and you'll be okay.
It seems like it, yeah. I reckon. Because, people always talk about it. It's good to talk about it because I haven't had a full-on conversation with it. Everyone knows about it. But I haven't had, a long conversation about it.
Because,
I keep to myself most of the time, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping this conversation got you reflecting on some stuff.
Yeah. Maybe go to the pub after or something. Talk about it. No. I'm gonna go back to work actually.
Yeah. Last questions. If you could spend one day with somebody.
Jennifer Lopez.
No. And ask them any question. Well, who would it be and what would you ask them?
If I could spend the day with someone?
Someone past or present or future, somebody that you think that you...
No. I'll just off the top, just my mum, really. Just, she's had a pretty rough, so it's always good to spend time with her.
Yeah.
So even if we're not doing anything, just spend time together. Because, people maybe take it for granted. I don't know. Is your parents up here?
Brizzy.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just you miss them heaps. So probably just my mum. I spend a day with or whatever.
Yeah.
Real close ties to my family. It's probably heaps important.
Suppose there was a ultimate power that governed this universe, right? And that whatever you call it, God, spirit, whatever. Suppose there was something that governed this universe.
Yeah.
And you were placed right in front of it. You had 30 seconds to ask it a question. What would you ask it?
It's a pretty weird question, but it's like, is there other life out there? Like, are we the only ones? Or is there because, it'd be the universe. And is there anything else out there? Is it just us? Or are we lonely or what? Because how massive it is. That's probably one of the things I would ask. Because it's interesting because people believe in other stuff. People think there isn't. Yeah. And surely there's got to be something out there.
And if there was, do you want to go check it out?
No, it's scary. It's scary. It's crazy. We're just suspect, really.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for this chat. It was a good nice little chat.
Yeah.
On just understanding and discovering you.
Yeah. See what I need to make improvements on.
Well, we discovered your perspective of life, right?
Yeah.
And how you see the world and it really got me thinking. I'm hoping I'm going to come up with more and better questions on the second time.
Hopefully I didn't hurt your brain with how I...
No, I'm really reflecting on how you see life. And you don't seem to be in a hurry to achieve anything. But you've just got your few goals that you know if you tick off...
I'll be happy with.
You'll be the happiest man alive.
Yeah.
And you reckon if you tick off those few goals, which obviously... house and get some sort of meaning. I'm guessing kids would come along.
Yeah, well, even that and just if my parents, because that's most of the time why I go down there is because they have a place to stay. If they come up here, it's a bit hard for them.
Yeah.
So that's another reason I want to have even if it's wouldn't want to once one bedroom, two house, two bedroom, three bedroom. So whenever they come up, they can just stay for free and that's for me another goal that just to have them.
Yeah, so a couple goals there, family. Kids?
Yeah, eventually, maybe. Yeah.
Well, meaning, I can't see it.
Someone has to play the cards right for that.
and then you reckon you might be on that state of fulfillment.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, a lot of things to reflect. I reckon when we go back and listen to it again, it will be like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we had Peter as a guest today, and he was able to share a little bit about himself and on the Discover You podcast. We'll upload this video when it's all ready, and we'll obviously share it with you guys, and we'll tag Peter on all the videos and social media stuff. And yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed our content, please follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TikTok. And if you really want to support us, please support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, and Crypto. I personally want to say thank you to all of you that are following us. And I want to make a promise that if you follow us, if you subscribe to our channel, that we will keep producing the best, highest form of quality content to add value to your life and help you find fulfillment in life. Thank you.